Bartram has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in!
The world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
Welcome back to the Kentucky Resilience Lab. Your favorite duo is back with you for another episode this week. I'm Michaela.
And I'm Olivia.
And today we're going to be talking about athletic identity. Olivia and I chose this topic for the episode today because it's pretty relevant to the kind of time of year that we're in right now with the school year wrapping up. That means that a lot of student athletes' careers, if they haven't already wrapped up from being fall or winter sport athletes, it means that they're wrapping up right now, especially as graduation is looming. But then even beyond that, there are so many different reasons why careers end, whether it's because of a career-ending injury, especially right now with COVID. A lot of student athletes' careers got cut short due to that and got cut short really abruptly. And so we think that talking about athletic identity, especially in that transition out of sport, is really important and super relevant to where we are right now.
Yeah. And so we want to first address what is athletic identity, right? So this is something that many student athletes develop over time. So most high level athletes competing in sport at the collegiate level or even professional level have been involved in their sport over many years and will play a ton of different sports. But a lot of student athletes will specialize in a sport from an early age and develop their athletic identity within that sport.
Yeah, for sure. And I think also because 98% of NCAA athletes conclude their career when they graduate, only 2% go on to play professionally or continue playing or participating in their sport after graduation. That means that there are a lot of student athletes being affected by this. And to be a student athlete at that level means that, like you were saying, you've been involved in sports for so long. And so there's a study that I was looking at that surveyed Division I collegiate football and basketball players, and it was discussing their retirement from sport. And the three themes that emerged as these athletes were talking about their retirement from their sports, and this is just after the collegiate level, were coping with the transition, gains and strengths. So that's kind of talking about using their skills that they learned in sport in their post-career lives, and then loss of identity. And I think that these are all really big themes and super common beyond just these three sports, but just things that student athletes experience when they are in that process of kind of hanging up their cleats. But I know I graduated in 2019, so for me, this is definitely a very relevant topic because even though it's been almost 2 years since I graduated, that transition is not something that happens overnight. And I think a lot of student athletes, me included, you have this feeling, this misconception that you're the only person going through what you're experiencing, or that that adjustment to post-sport life should be a quick and easy process. Especially with social media, you see other fellow teammates or you see other former student athletes, it seems like everyone's doing just fine and everyone's moving on with their life and, you know, adjusting just fine. And that just what you see on social media, as we all know, but sometimes it's difficult to remember, is not exactly how people are feeling. And so there's definitely that kind of struggle to feel like you're alone. So we just kind of wanted to talk about some of the misconceptions about that transition. But then another thing that I think a lot of people fail to realize or fail to think about is that you think that once you're done with the sport, you're completely removed from the team and you're no longer an athlete. And while maybe you're not competing anymore and maybe you're not seeing your teammates on a daily basis, you're going to carry that part of your identity with you wherever you go. Just because you're no longer competing doesn't mean that the things that you learned from being a student athlete don't still carry with you. And just because you're no longer around your teammates doesn't mean that your relationship with them ends as soon as your season ends and your career ends.
Yeah. So that's interesting that, so you're 2 years post-retirement or career ending, mm-hmm. and you've gone through that transition and you're still in that process of developing who you are outside of sport. I just ended my career a month ago. And so I'm kind of going through the same process of transitioning and investigating who I am outside of sport. And it's been super tough. I really wasn't expecting it to be as tough as it was. And I think what you were saying about how social media portrays everybody having a great time in retirement isn't necessarily always true. I think there's been times where I've gotten super sad or lonely just because I've missed the sport and I've missed my teammates. I miss working out with them every day and having to find a routine outside of sport that works for me has been super challenging, and I'll end up being fine. But I think my ties with who I was in sport and how that impacted who I was as a person were so strong. And so having to like redefine, I know we were talking earlier about redefining your identity. So having your athletic identity still be a part of you, but then also adding to it and developing other identities, like who you are in academics.
Yeah, for sure. And I think there are a couple of different things that you said there that I just was reflecting on. But I think one of the things that is really difficult for a lot of former student athletes, especially coming out of being a collegiate student athlete, so much of your life was structured by other people, you know, when you practiced. So then therefore, what time you woke up in the morning, what types of practices you were doing, the exercises you were doing, the time that you ate your meals, even because you were working around class and practice. There are so many things about your daily life that were just already structured and controlled for you that all of a sudden, it's not just your mandatory two-week break post the season before practices resume again, but you know, practices don't resume again. And so what do you do with that time? Because, you know, that 2 week break is great, but then after a little while, you're like, well, I need to work out. I need to do something, but not having that structure and figuring out a routine for yourself can be a challenge. And I know that's something that I've struggled with a lot, especially COVID has definitely made that challenging, but just, you know, having that drive to work out, especially not having that external motivation and the teammates that I'm also know I'm working hard for as well is really difficult.
Yeah, no, I agree. I was literally just about to say the schedule change from being so structured to completely just like, I can do whatever I want, whenever I want, except for when I'm obviously when I class, but I am not motivated to go work out at 6:30 a.m. There's just such a difference between collegiate athletes and then deciding when you want to work out on your own and finding that balance and creating what schedule works for you, I think is important. And definitely there is a lack of motivation there.
Yes, for sure. And I think that's another thing that's really difficult is that, you know, you can think about this transition as much as you want, but no one can really prepare you for what that's like. And no amount of thinking about it can really prepare you for what that's like. And I think that that's something to recognize too, is that it's okay to struggle when you are in that post-athletic career transition and figuring out different things. And just like navigating the beginning of your student athlete life was a lot of trial and error to figure out time management, to figure out all those things, this process is no different. And I think that that can be really tough to let ourselves feel and realize is to, you know, give ourselves some grace and say, hey, it's okay that I'm struggling. It's okay that I'm not motivated to work out today. Just kind of recognizing that that's okay, because sometimes I know at least I can be really hard on myself and struggle to let myself recognize that it is okay to still, even 2 years out, be struggling a little bit with that transition. And just knowing that, one, I'm not the only person going through it. And I've talked to some other former student athletes who are a little bit farther out than I am, and they're still struggling with it as well. And I think it's just something that I think we talk a lot about this in mental health too, is that it's okay to not be okay. And recognizing that is a big step. And I think that that's true too with transitions like this, is it's okay to not have everything together and then kind of figure it out from there.
Yeah, I think that this transition is so intense, right? You go from being the best at what you do to maybe not being anybody on campus or wearing normal people clothes. And it's so attacking to who you are as an athlete, right? It attacks that athletic identity. And so, like you said, with mental health, making sure that you're staying in a connected support system. Like I have my other roommates are my teammates, and they're also going through like the same transition. And so having them has been really helpful. And we've been able to connect and talk about how we feel. But I think if like going to get help, if you're feeling a loss with your identity, like seeking help and staying connected with your teammates, I think is super important for student athletes whose career could end because of injury too. I think that's something we talked about earlier. Careers can end for a lot of different reasons. And like, I think about the seniors and you guys whose COVID was cut off abruptly. Like, you never know when your sport's going to be done. And so I think it's important to recognize that. And I think it makes you appreciate playing sport. I know it did for a lot of the seniors this year. We and all the other grades, honestly, we were like, well, we get to swim, so let's do it.
Yeah, for sure. I think that that's a huge thing. And I think just recognizing that we're talking a lot about the your career ending when you graduate or when you complete those 4 years, but there are so many other factors that can cause your career to end really abruptly that, like we were saying, it's so hard to prepare yourself. But if you are kind of finishing those 4 years, at least you kind of see that looming, as if your career is ended abruptly by something unforeseen like a pandemic or like an injury, then you know it's really tough to prepare for that. And I think some of the struggling post your career ending is also adjusting to feeling like you missed out on time that you could have had, or you really were not prepared because you kind of were assuming, oh, I was going to have these 4 years. And so like you were saying, I think that that puts a lot of things in perspective. But I also think we were talking before about how there's so many different factors in addition to just the timing of when your career ends that impact your athletic identity. So like scholarship versus non-scholarship athletes, being a recruited athlete versus a walk-on, playing a revenue sport versus a non-revenue sport. So Olivia, do you want to talk a little bit about some of those factors?
Yeah. So we were talking about this earlier for all the listeners out there, how your athletic identity might be stronger or lesser. Like you might identify as this like superstar athlete if you're on scholarship, if you're recruited, and if you're a revenue sport versus somebody who might be non-revenue sport, a walk-on, non-scholarship. So in recognizing that is important because I think that can play a role in how you develop your own athletic identity. And so if you are somebody who is on scholarship, maybe recognizing that you might have a really intense athletic identity and being like, okay, who am I outside of sport?
Kind of going off of what you were saying is that being a scholarship athlete, that means that a lot of times your athletic identity is not just coming internally from you and your involvement in sport, but it's also external too, because you know, you have those external pressures from the fact that your involvement in sport is helping to pay for your collegiate tuition. And so I think that that definitely impacts your athletic identity and the salience of your athletic identity. But then Olivia, both you and I were not scholarship athletes. I know for me, my athletic identity was super strong, and that's something I've definitely struggled with in this transition out of sport. So it's not to say that just because you have a scholarship or don't have a scholarship dictates whether or not you have a strong athletic identity, but I think it also just impacts the influencing factors on that athletic identity and can also kind of influence that transition out of sport too. The NFLPA has this kind of movement that's called athlete and it's basically trying to get across the idea that I'm an athlete and something else. You know, I'm not just an athlete, but I'm also, you know, an athlete and a daughter, an athlete and a student, all these other things that, you know, athlete and fill in the blank, you know, whatever else it is. But I think it's one, trying to help fans picture these professional athletes as more than just their athletic role and not putting them into that box. But then also, I think trying to help the athletes define themselves as more than just being an athlete. And that's something that I think especially can kind of tie into that scholarship versus non-scholarship discussion, is that sometimes maybe if you are a scholarship athlete or you are a recruited athlete, you may have to work a little bit harder to find that definition for yourself that's not just the athlete. And that can also make that transition a little bit more difficult if, you know, you've always only identified yourself as an athlete and then all of a sudden your athletic career ends and you're like, I don't know what else, I don't know how to kind of go forward from there. And recognizing that you can still kind of fall back on that athletic identity to some extent, and that, you know, that'll always be a part of you. But like you were saying earlier, you have to further develop that once your career ends, and beginning that at least while you're still an athlete is definitely easier than having to start that process once your athletic career ends.
Yeah, I think that was the point I was trying to get at, that it might be a little bit easier for non-scholarship athletes who maybe don't have as much pressure on them to score the big points at NCAAs. It might be a little bit easier for them to find resources to help them develop other identities that outside of athletics. And so making that transition might be easier for them. And that is something that I definitely want to look into though in grad school, is those relationships, and hopefully come back on this podcast one day and give you an answer to the group differences. So I think it's something that could definitely be studied in the future.
Yeah, I wish we had the perfect answer to how to kind of approach that transition out of sport. There really is no perfect way to do it, and everyone's experience is different with it, and everyone struggles to a different extent. I think something that Olivia, you and I were talking about before we started recording was that, you know, you're not losing a part of you, even though it sometimes feels like that. It's just kind of a new chapter in your life. And, you know, you can't get to that new chapter without the chapter that happened before. So you're just, it's really just developing and building on that athletic identity that you already developed. So now, you know, your identity is that kind of almost going into that NFLPA athlete. And so your identity is athlete. And what else are you going to do next? And I think for a lot of people, figuring out that next step is a big part of the challenge, but I think that that's normal. And I think it's something to really think about: how can you use your athletic identity and how can you use what you learned through sport in that next chapter and build upon what you've done? And it's not just kind of throwing that away or you're losing that. You still have those relationships with your teammates. You still, you know, went through those tough practices, and identity that you built through sport is not just going to disappear, but it's just how can you build upon that? The more you focus on that, that can definitely make that transition maybe a little bit less painful or maybe feel a little bit smoother. But that's kind of my two cents on the topic.
That's all we have for you today. Thank you so much for listening.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode, and be sure to rate us, subscribe to the podcast, follow us on social media, and tune in next week for our next episode.